Hi, everybody. I'm Jim. And Huck was unable to be here today, but that's okay because I brought in two other Rioteers who are amazing. I have a different Ryan. This is Ryan Consul of Ryan Consul. Sorry, I didn't tell you the rules for the podcast. Anything cool that you guys do, I cut.
I don't think there's a lot of concern of me accidentally doing something cool.
Just checking. And Gina Angelia, who is amazing and wonderful, and who was one of our players for Headshots this year. Mm-hmm. Still this year, not technically last year. But also, they are super experts on costumes. Why?
You just applied that label to us. I'm going to claim that you are something that you are not, and then demand you justify that claim.
Now justify it to me. You now understand how the podcast works.
Excellent.
No, it's October, so we wanted to talk about costumes, both as ideas, and costumes in terms of making them and stuff like that, which will be the next podcast. But yeah, it's one of those things where you guys both do a lot of cosplay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are some interesting and relevant distinctions between doing cosplay and dressing up for, say, Halloween parties or dressing up for Halloween. There's a lot of differences in the idea of costumes, I think, between cosplay and portraying a specific character, as opposed to costumes as a mechanism for getting candy.
This is true. Halloween is mostly about putting things on and then walking until your feet can no longer hold you, and you can no longer hold the sack that is full of delicious sugar.
Well, to be fair, cosplay is the same thing, except replace the sack with a prop you built that was technically too heavy to carry around the con for the rest of the day.
Really? You don't finish up a con with a sack of delicious sugar?
Yeah, but you tend to have to buy it yourself.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
As
trick-or-treating at cons would be kind of fun.
There are certainly people that do that in a different context.
Like trick or swag?
More like liquor treating.
Understood.
Actually, if you can, like, the best time I've ever had is actually giving stuff away. Especially in costume, if you can find something that's relatable or something. So we did Trigun, and we gave away mini donuts to everybody. And so, yeah, just getting those little powdered donuts.
That was my first cosplay.
Was it?
Was it powdered donut?
It was so good. I mean, a little bit toasty, and
couldn't
like the powder got on, the powder got in everything. You would not believe the oven that I had to bake the thing in. No, was duct tape Vash the Stampede.
Mmm.
Nice.
Yep. Red duct tape.
Where did you do that?
Fan Expo, I guess I wore it to. But Halloween parties. But I guess I considered it a cosplay even though I wasn't going to a con those times. I guess because it was anime related?
Yeah. I mean, cosplay has a lot of roots in anime and that kind of thing. I guess one of the questions is what is cosplay? If you had to explain it to somebody who'd never heard of it.
This is going to be in the internet, right?
Yeah.
We're dead.
Yeah. Let us start inciting.
So the caveat is that we here at Concept Crucible are in no way qualified to establish definitions or give advice. So what do you think cosplay is?
Gosh, this is going to be real. We had a much better conversation earlier.
Mm-hmm. The pre-show is always way better. Seriously, if you guys really want to hear us talk about stuff, you should come to dinner with us. In fact, if you really want to hear us talk about stuff, you should buy us dinner.
Yeah, we will talk about anything you want in exchange for food. But I think cosplay is partly community event, so it is very difficult to cosplay in isolation. So cosplay, I guess the definition is dressing up as something and saying you're cosplaying. That's sort of the loosest definition. And dressing up can be very loose. You could claim you are a recognizable character from anything, or I guess, a parody of a recognizable character.
Well, that's a question. I mean, does cosplay have to be a specific character? So if you put on an amazing Blue Jays costume, but you're not going as Bautista, can you cosplay a baseball player? Or do you have to cosplay a player or something from a...
Sorry, my nerd is showing here. I thought Bautista was a wrestler who was recently in Guardians of the Galaxy. Is there another one?
Yeah.
Okay, who's a Blue Jay?
Yes.
Is he also, like, a huge hulking guy?
No.
Okay. No. I ran into him in the washroom at Fan Expo, actually. He's
really... The Blue
Jay? No. Bautista, the wrestler. He is much bigger than he appears to be in Guardians of the Galaxy. He does not look like a small man in that movie. He is a very large man. He was not cosplaying as anything, as far as I could tell.
When you're that big, you don't have to cosplay.
No. He could. I would have agreed had he told me he was cosplaying Sailor Moon at that point.
I think he would do a really good Sailor Moon.
I see him more as a Jupiter.
That makes sense.
By some very loose definitions of the word sense.
Yeah, that's sort of how we roll here.
Okay, so clearly we've defined cosplay very deeply and thoroughly.
Well, no, but you're right. I think a lot of it has to do with identity. I mean, we talked about people who are going to Halloween parties who wouldn't describe, you know, who dress up as specific characters, say, Xena Warrior Princess or She-Ra or characters from myth like Hercules, would not identify as cosplaying. Even though they would take on the role of their character and when posing for photos, and they will make remarks as though they were in character, whatever that means to them.
So does that mean that cosplay is partially defined by, I think Ryan said it, where you are and or what you're doing? Now, you could be cosplaying out in public, but, you know, just going to a party that is a costume party is not quite the same thing.
I don't know. So here in town, we have a cosplay potluck picnic that happens in summers. And it's very clearly a cosplay event. I mean... But to any outside observer, it looks like a costume party.
Well, cosplay is supposed to be costume play, so the idea behind it and the culture behind it would be to act out or embody that character. So it goes back to what I said before. Does cosplay mean you have to be a specific character, not something much more generic, or a play on a specific character?
I think there's something in cosplay that involves a celebration of a thing. Like, there is fandom tied up in cosplay. You very rarely see somebody going, "I'm cosplaying," as a generic thing that I don't really care about.
Stormtrooper.
Most of those people really care about Stormtroopers.
It's true.
Like, it's a generic thing, but it's, like, nobody cosplays as I am as the banana costume, except the guy that's going as, I am a banana!
Yeah.
But there's a lot of Halloween costumes that people put on because they're like, oh, I look cool in this, but it's not celebrating something that they love.
Well, but it goes the other way, too. So the last... one of the Halloween parties I went to last year, I went dressed as my cat. But I would not say that I was cosplaying my cat.
Is that because you don't love your cat?
I love her dearly. But I did not act like her the whole night. I did not pose like a cat for photos. I was merely dressed up in costume.
You may have posed for photos like a cat later on after you had fallen asleep, say, on a couch. Which is exactly what that is a cat pose.
Meow.
I think there's also an aspect of cosplay that celebrates the craft of costuming.
Yeah.
There are certainly people that buy costumes,
Pre-made
from industrial places and cosplay and love it. But
and that's part, fine.
And part of the cult, but part of the cosplay culture is the craft of costuming. So even the people that are buying their costumes tend to go, oh my god, I love the craft of costuming as well, for the most part.
And that's more where you get into it. That's why you do it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because I get to hit things with hammers.
So I guess the harder question then is, I mean, whether it's at Halloween or not, why do we wear costumes?
Because it's cold and I don't like to be naked.
That's why you wear pants.
That is a costume.
That also doesn't explain some of your costumes, right?
Sometimes it is very hot. I don't want to wear a shirt. Why do we wear costumes? Well, I think there are many reasons. One of them is I would like to try being someone slightly different for a day.
It's pretend for me. It's escape. I have photos from when I was very, very young, and I don't even remember doing this, but making costumes. My favorite one is I was the snowflake queen, and I had just taken pie plates. I'm 7 at this point. Pie plates all over my pajamas and cut out snowflakes and put them on the pie plates everywhere. I don't remember doing this. I was probably just having fun.
Princess Snowflake battle armor?
Possibly. If I had the wherewithal at 7, yes. But I do
remember... I have a new Elsa project.
Power armor Elsa?
Yes. This needs to be a thing.
Let it go as a Gundam pilot.
But I do remember in high school, I went as just sort of a demon type thing. And this was before the internet, if there was such a time. And before there was cosplaying on the scale that you see it today. Right? Like the CBC covers Fan Expo and Anime North now. But I went as just this demon thing, and it was cheesy. I think it was like Felina, the goddess of murder. And nobody got it. Like, I was a social outcast in high school to begin with, and that's fine. But this didn't help, because I was not a recognizable character. The following year, when I went as a Borg from Star Trek, that was apparently awesome.
Last year you looked like such a nerd, but now that you're dressed up as a Borg, you're totally cool. It's like one of those John Hughes movies, only instead of taking off her glasses, the girl dresses up like a Borg. No, and escape seems like a reasonable thing. I mean, also, of course, getting candy.
Getting candy is a pretty good reason.
I mean, and it comes out of wearing costumes for ritual reasons.
See, I don't have that. Because every Halloween that I had, my mother insisted on making me wear the giant winter coat over the costume. Or, God forbid, under the costume.
Well, yeah, that's part of being Canadian.
Yeah.
Nobody looked good when they were trick-or-treating. whatever. Anybody that looked good was miserable.
Yeah. I'm Peter Pan!
Also, I didn't get to keep a lot of my candy. I had a deprived childhood. It's fine.
You say that a lot.
You have to fight a dog for it or something?
This is going to be a therapy session for Gina. Tell us why you dress up, Gina. Is it to escape your past?
I think it is. I really do.
Oh. But I've never really dressed up to escape or to be someone else. I tend to dress up because I like to celebrate. And it's a way of sort of finding other people that celebrate the same things as you. Because it's wearing a sign. If I'm dressed as the Doctor, I am wearing a giant sign that says, I kind of like Doctor Who. And then other people that like Doctor Who also come up and go, squee! And some joy can be shared. Also, I like to make things.
Finding familiars is the best feeling ever. What do you do to choose your costumes? What makes you choose?
Oh, that's a hard process.
For me, it's personality. At Headshots, I was Handsome Jack, thanks to Gina, who made that costume. But and my role as Handsome Jack, which is my semi-official title, is to run around and cause trouble for people. And the ability to do that while dressed as the character is awesome.
Most of my costumes have been challenges, like either self-imposed or somebody else sort of threw down a gauntlet and went.
Sometimes a literal gauntlet.
Knowing Ryan, yes.
Yeah, on occasion.
First you made the gauntlet.
First I made the gauntlet, and then she threw down the gauntlet and went, well, you dress as Slave Leia. Okay.
You can find links to Ryan's Slave Leo cosplay down below.
Do it.
The internet already knows.
I know.
They already know. Job interviews have gotten interesting.
It's the internet for you, though.
It's true.
That's an interesting question, though. Is the neat thing about Halloween is that you get sort of a pass. You can, yep. I mean, you can do the stupidest, weirdest costume for Halloween, and people, ordinary people, will, but even weird people will laugh and smile, and they'll think it's, hilarious, or even stupid and awkward. But even if there are pictures from said Halloween party where you were dressed as Magnum P.I. Hitler.
So you can't do that. That doesn't work.
Two mustaches.
All right. You can't have conflicting defining qualities.
Or it's a Hitler costume where you wear a Hawaiian shirt and drive a muscle car. I'm not sure what it is. The point is that if you have a costume,
I don't think that gets a pass.
No. Generally, Hitler costume is a no-go.
Yeah, no.
But you like or you, I mean, you look at a lot of the sort of gender normative costumes that come out around Halloween. You know, sexy nurse, sexy airline pilot, sexy Darth Vader,
sexy Band-Aid, sexy
garbage
banana.
Can, sexy, you know, you name it.
Sexy teapot, sexy candy necklace.
Sexy Rick Grimes was the most disturbing one I had seen.
Processing, please wait.
What? Rick Grimes is an attractive man.
That's fine. Was it Rick Grimes being sexy? Or was it like a $5 polyester Rick Grimes costume?
With a Rick Grimes mask.
No, just the hat. And there was, no, there were two versions.
Like just the hat?
That is pretty sexy.
The gendered male version of the costume was full pants, full gear with accessories, and the hat. The gendered female version of sexy Rick Grimes was about 3 inches of fabric to go from the neck to hopefully somewhere on the leg. A fake belt, and the big sexy hat as well.
So we'll put a link to that down below too, so you can see it. No, it's because it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And it is a real problem. But you get sort of a like it's the kind of thing where even judgmental people will often give people a pass because it's Halloween. Whereas cosplay at cons or cosplay at cosplay events or cosplay just for the hell of it, or God forbid LARPing. are things that can make real life and job interviews and things like that somewhat awkward, unless you don't work at a place. If you don't work at a place that is cool and populated by people who are actually interesting,
but it is getting a little more interesting. I have been out to dinner with KW Iron Man in full costume.
He's a really cool guy.
At a full public restaurant, no event going on, and.
That is Jim saying he does not have a problem as he jams the second kilo of sour gummies into his mouth.
We need sour gummies! It wouldn't be a Halloween podcast without candy, and our next Halloween podcast will probably be a podcast without candy.
And probably insulin injections. So yeah, KW Iron Man.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Great guy. Yeah, we're out, and that bit of whimsy that it brings to the world, like, nobody questioned it. I mean, there were weird looks from certain tables, but there was much more positive, and people wanting to stop and take photos, kids running up, and stuff like that. And again, it was just 'cause, you know, this is what, you know, he does. We've done dinner where we all dressed up as Harry Potter characters. Which is subtle enough just to blend in until you find that familiar and goes, oh my god, Ravenclaw.
I have been chased down the street and asked if I am dressed up as Doctor Who.
It's just the Doctor.
As the Doctor. I know, I am aware. But actually, no, I was quoting, so I was not.
All right.
Because somebody left a Harvey's, ran down the street to ask if I was dressed as Doctor Who.
Did you reply to them?
No.
It's just the Doctor.
Oh, no, because I was too startled because I was just walking home from school.
This is why Ryan no longer wears bow ties or fezzes.
It's the other Doctor.
Mm. That's true. It would still.
Yeah, that just confuses people.
Yeah, no, it's definitely become more normal, and I think it's partly the neat thing about kids wanting to take pictures. I remember there was a news story about Japanese Sentai actors. By the way, we pretty much constantly talk about the Power Rangers at least once a podcast here.
That's valid.
Mostly it's Huck's fault, but sometimes it's mine. But what they were doing during the earthquake was handing out food and medical supplies in their costumes. Mm-hmm. And the rationale for it was, they are heroes on television, and the least they can do is attempt to be the same in real life.
There's a group in Minnesota that tried to recruit me when I was down at a con there, because I had a Gambit costume, and they are a superhero contingent that goes out and mm-hmm. does charity events
yep.
and just shows up so they could be superheroes for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to stuff like...
generally be awesome.
The window washers that dress in superhero costumes and do the kids' yep. hospital.
I was going to say, as opposed to like the Rain City Superhero Group, which is a superhero group in Seattle that actually fights crime.
Yes. There's a group in Vancouver as well.
That was somewhat worrisome.
A lot of what they do, though, is, again, it's more outreach.
Yeah.
Then anything. That's good.
Yeah. As opposed to vigilantism, which we will not condone.
Yeah, no. Even the Rain City Superhero Group does not engage in vigilantism.
Then I am less worried.
They fight crime in the sense of citizens' arrest and notifying police and... You know, they're a pretty good crew.
So there's two sides of it, and you mentioned the kids, and I'm just trying to think back to when I was a kid... dressing up, and was I pretending to be that character, or did I recognize that I'm just dressed up as that character? Yeah, it's whether or not pretending to be that character, or just recognize that I like this character, and so therefore I'm dressed up as that character, is part of the definition of cosplay versus costume. So to act out and pretending... I had the greatest She-Ra costume that my mother made for me when I was a little girl. And then, you know, I would wear that around. I would pretend to be She-Ra.
Mm-hmm.
But at the latest, when I do cosplay now, I'm not necessarily in character the whole time. Especially if I'm playing a mean character or a fringe character, where embodying that in public spaces may not be the smartest decision I have ever made in my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I support everybody that when playing a horrible thing, like a, say, Red Skull or Joffrey, doesn't role play out that character beyond, say, maybe a photo op.
Well, especially since we have all met that person. If you've been to a con, you've seen the person who overplays their character to the point where it's really annoying, and it's really annoying.
No, like, beyond annoying. Like, annoying people, there's people that are just annoying because that is their nature, but harmful and damaging to the environment, and occasionally scary and threatening. Like, people that just do not know where a line is. And there are people that argue that you're not cosplaying unless you are role-playing your character as whenever you've got the costume on. And I think those people are...
I just don't have the stamina for it. I can't keep that up.
It's tiring. Especially because this character just hovers everywhere. Man.
This is my last M. Bison cosplay ever. No, for me, like, because
Oh my god. I want to do an M. Bison cosplay that hovers. I think I've worked how to do it.
Next podcast. Now, for me, I started wearing costumes, like, sort of more seriously when I was in theater. And for me, costumes are about becoming. Masks are symbolic. They help you do things and they help you change things. It's part of the reason why I don't do a lot of dressing up, is because I like going places dressed up as myself. And being myself. But.
So for you to do a character, it has to be... You have to actually feel like you're embodying that character. So your role during Headshots, playing Handsome Jack...
Is to make your life totally miserable, yeah.
Right. And it works and it suits what you're doing. Ryan likes the fabrication of it, the challenge of creating this costume. Usually when I'll pick them, the characters that I do, it... it's kind of in that same vein. I'm not necessarily choosing my favorite character, but I'm choosing a character that I think would be an amazing costume. So there's something about the graphic element of it or something about it that has attracted me to it.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's about how putting on that costume changes me.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, if there's one thing you learn about this podcast, it's that I am apparently a giant narcissist. It's all about me.
You are the most important thing in your life.
Sour Patch Kids are the most important thing in my life.
If you took out one thing from your life, you or the Sour Patch Kids, which would you be more upset about?
Do I still have Sour Patch Kids?
No, you aren't you. There's no you to have Sour Patch Kids.
But the Sour Patch Kids are still there.
They're still there. And in fact, they will be there much longer because there's no you to consume them.
I feel like the consumed Sour Patch Kids. But no,
I feel like we've strayed.
There's an interesting point to that, though. If you're talking about, like, you want to, on the rare occasion that you do it and you want to embody that character, the flip side works as well, because I've had an experience, I'm not going to say which one, where I have done it because I'm in love with the character, and then the costume did not suit my body type, and I was actually very uncomfortable in the costume the whole time, which as a result made me very, very sad, because that was a time where I was cosplaying to be that character. And it was actually a little disheartening, and everybody else loved it. I didn't feel right in it, and I kind of don't want to wear it ever again.
Mm.
Yeah. Sad face.
And this is an ongoing challenge in the whole community, is that there are people that will tell you rather outright or subtly with the look that you shouldn't be wearing that costume because you don't fit mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And I get very lucky because I am skinny white boy. I got lots of choices.
Yeah.
But if you are...
And you pick Slave Leia.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah. Well, no, and you catch a lot less flack doing things like crossplay, I think, in that direction.
Yeah. Well, it's the Sailor Scouts are a great example of that. In that I embody, and my favorite Sailor Scout is Sailor Uranus, and I have done her cosplay, but I am not anywhere close to her body type. And for those of you know, Uranus is very tall, very flat-chested, gorgeous girl, and everybody looks at me, and I either get Neptune, which is her partner, or Mars, simply because of the dark hair. But those aren't me. I'm not those Sailor Scouts, and I don't want to cosplay them because that's something that's close to my heart as well. Also, I do really love the short blonde wig. It looks amazing on me. Just for the record.
Now we're going to make you drive home and get it.
I can totally do that.
For the next cast. I'm kidding. Don't.
Yeah, I do feel a little bad that we don't have costumes on.
I thought about it.
I came straight from work, so I didn't...
You just dressed like Cave Johnson today?
Apparently, yes.
I almost wore my Black Cherry costume as well. I like to do obscure cosplays as well.
I love costume, like the clever costumes that you're like, oh yeah!
Yeah.
It takes like your five steps by before you realize what they've dressed up as.
If you do the obscure ones too, but obscure that's recognizable. There's a lot of characters out there that their costume is generic enough that you're not even sure who that person is. And that's where things like props and accessories can really help. Kiki's Delivery Service is a black dress, the red bow, but it's a little generic. You add the black cat and the broomstick, suddenly, oh, definitely Kiki. Now.
And the hovering.
Yeah. He's figured that part out.
Yeah.
But we'll save that for next podcast. Yeah, tune in 2 weeks to find out about the hovering. I'm just building you up now.
I now have more time to work on the process. It's a solved problem.
What's the problem? I'm having a costume malfunction. What's the problem? My
escalator.
My hovercraft is full of eels. It's full of eels.
I would like to tweak your nipples. Boing, boing.
Okay, but only for the video version. No.
All right.
No, I want to know what you guys think about what our audience thinks about costumes and what your favorite thing is that you dressed up as or cosplayed as in the comments. I especially hope to see pictures because cosplay pictures are always awesome. Even the not awesome ones are awesome. I know because I don't have any awesome ones. But regardless, I am Jim.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Gina.
And we are signing off. Stay awesome.